Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. This is episode 100. Pew, pew, pew. Yes, made it to episode 100. And I kept thinking about, like, what should I talk about episode 100? Should I do, like, a review of episodes? Should I have a special guest? Should I rope in the rest of my family to do the podcast? And I thought, you know what? I don't know if you guys would even be interested in all those shenanigans. So I figured I'd talk about the one thing that I've been doing for the last few months that I feel like has been a real game changer for me and that I've talked a lot about on Instagram and, like, if you follow my Facebook or whatever. And that is how I have changed up my morning routine and gone to the gym pretty consistently. I think I'm on day 141 of doing this morning routine, and I think it's a game changer. So I figured that was good enough to be the topic for episode 100. Okay, so we're talking about how to create a morning routine you can sustain and actually look forward to. I think that last part is the most important part, that I'm waking up every morning, you know, about an hour earlier than my usual. Well, I mean, a lot earlier actually than my usual time if it was up to me in the past. And I'm loving it. I'm liking it a lot. And so I figured let's kind of get into and talk about what's so great about this morning routine. First, let me give you some context of how I was feeling that kind of was the catalyst for creating a different routine in the morning. So all of us were in the pandemic, right? You guys were all there. You know how this all went. And I felt like the pandemic was like one of those movies you're stuck watching and you're hoping it's going to get better. And then you're like, okay, it's not getting better. When is it going to end? Right? And just the chronic stress of the pandemic. I was working from home. I have a supportive family. My parents are 5 minutes away. So I was in a great place in terms of the resources and support to get through the pandemic. But just having so many limitations on what you can do and limitations on outlets, it started to just wear on me. And I always felt tired. I didn't feel like my best self. I was often like irritated with those around me, you know, sorry, family. So I just was like, felt sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. So I needed a change. And I kept hearing about this book, The Miracle Morning. I heard about it. I think it was like Maddie James on Instagram. She mentioned it. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And then I was on Clubhouse and I saw that there was a room called The Miracle Morning. And so I was just listening to it. At that point, I was like, I got to go to the gym because the gym at that point was outside. And a little bit before that, I started to just go running outside in the morning because I'm like, I need to do something because the gyms were closed. And then when I, you know, started getting to the gym outside, which was fine, I'm like, whatever, I'll take whatever I can. I started just like tuning into this, to these different, you know, rooms. And one of the rooms in the morning, a Saturday morning, was The Miracle Morning. And I just started listening to it. And they started getting into more of the different kind of routines and practices that you would do in the morning. And I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to look it up and see if this is something I want to, you know, do. And I found a podcast, and I'll probably link it on here. It was like, Miracle Morning Changed My Life or something like that. And the gal, she's a little like, she would cuss a bit or something, a little sassy, but she just basically summed up what the Miracle Morning book was about. And it was like, I think when I listened to that podcast and then the Clubhouse room, I was like, okay, let me just try this. It can't hurt, you know? And so I got the book, and that was part of my morning routine, was starting to read the book. And then I also got Atomic Habits. That was another book that I heard that was good. And so I started reading those two books together. I already had a journal, so I was good to go with that. So I just started to try the routine. So let's talk about what is the Miracle Morning. And it's a morning routine. And I feel like it's like you can do this. It's not like they have a monopoly on the morning routine, but I think it just gives you more structure, right? Okay. So the idea in this book is that you develop a routine that includes a set of like daily activities. And these activities are called SAVERS. They stand for silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise, and scribing, which is just like a fancy word for journaling. And you get up earlier each morning to engage in these activities. And so for me, that was 5 a.m. That was where I could find a time to do it. And in the book, Hal and Elrod talks about like, look, like there's different times of the day that you could try to carve out, but the time that you have basically the most control over is the morning. And as a mom and a wife and a person who works, and I do, you know, being a blogger on the side, that was the only like time of day that I could consistently commit to doing something and that I knew I could control, you know? And so I said, okay, I'm going to do this 5 a.m. thing and get up. And everyone, my family thought I was crazy, you know? And so I'm going to talk about kind of like the tips of how to kind of go about doing this. And then just some things I think you want to think about too, you know, for the people around you. So this is what I do. I would get up, you know, I brush my teeth. And in the book, they talk about just like brush your teeth to kind of like wake yourself up. And then because, you know, my bedroom, there's my husband and he's not doing the Miracle Morning. So it's like, you know, I have to like tiptoe out of the room. And then I go to the kitchen is where I change my clothes. And then I do the silence is like breathing, right? So I do some breathing for a bit. And then I read a couple pages of two books. I like to read two books at the same time that I'm into. And then after that, I start to do some journaling. So I just like reflect on my thoughts. I do some affirmations, you know, visualization, and then think about what I'm like grateful for. And then after that, that brings me to about 5:25 a.m. Next, I head to the gym. So I have a gym not too far. It takes me like less than 5 minutes to drive over there. And I just get on the bike. I was doing the treadmill at first, but I felt like the treadmill, it's not easy on the joints. So I felt like there was less pressure for me to go a certain pace on the bike. Like when I'm on treadmill, I'm like, I should be running. Cause then you see someone running next to you. And don't you be like, damn it. Okay. Now I have to run or something. I don't know. That's me. But the bike has been good. So I go to, you know, I get on the bike and then I can like decide what I'm going to do. If I want to do a day of just cardio, that's what I'm going to do. If I want to do like the cardio first and then hit machines, I do like a drop set, and I could talk about this another time actually. Anyway, I just do a little like routine with machines or weights. And then, around 6 a.m. I'm at the kind of, what is it? The group classroom. And that's, I usually take it like a sweaty selfie, you know, well, I don't sweat that much. So it's kind of like a selfie, and, because I want to, cause why not? Right. And so I started that as just a way to document it first. And then I put it on Instagram and my stories. So that's the routine in a nutshell. And it sounds like super crazy, right? To do that all in the morning. And in the beginning, it was rough. So let's talk about how I kind of got to the point now that I'm talking about 140 days in to doing this. Okay, so it does sound crazy. And the first couple weeks, I was like, no, I should not be doing this. But I was like, okay, let me just give it a real chance, like commit to it and see how it goes. Now, what did help me was I've run a marathon, well, kind of jog walked a marathon. So I'm not going to perpetrate me like I was running a marathon. And one of the things that I learned through that process, because I trained with Team In Training, is kind of like just stay committed to doing something. And there was one book I read called, I think it was Marathon, You Can Do It or something. In the book, they talked about how to get yourself to go and, you know, do a run and practice. And one of the things was just like, you know, kind of tricking your mind like, oh, I'm getting up right now, but I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm putting my shoes right now, but I'm not going to the gym. Oh, I'm going to the car right now. I'm not going. And you're just kind of doing what you need to do, but you're just not, you know, in your head getting pissed off about it. You're just like, oh, okay. And just being like, look, let's see how much time I can, you know, spend in the gym. Also, what I think helped was straight up the pandemic and the gym being closed. Because before I used to be like in the car complaining, right when I arrived to the gym, like, oh, you know what? I should go to Target or I need to go, you know, anywhere but the gym. But after it was closed, it was like, dang, you know, I miss going. And so I feel like that also helped me to not be a negative Nancy. But waking up so early, it took my body about 2 weeks to adjust. And I had to be like, Vivian, you're just getting up, even when you didn't feel like it. And once I got through that patch, I started to enjoy the time a lot more. And, you know, I it became like just a routine, just something I do. It's not an event. It's like I'm just doing it like I wash my hair or I brush my teeth. It's not like I have to make an announcement or give myself a pat on the back. It's just what I do. Here are some things I think you want to think about, though, you know, in terms of like your family, people around you, because I always think from like a psychologist or psychological perspective and being a part of a system, that whenever you make a change, everybody else has to change too. And maybe they're not into what you're doing. So I did have to make some changes. Like, you know, my husband's like, hey, can you just like put on your shoes when you get to the kitchen? I'm like, oh yeah, no big deal. And then we have like pocket doors in the kitchen. So the night before, I like close one of the pocket doors so that the light doesn't wake up my son. So just doing stuff like that and just being mindful of like they'll be supportive as long as you're considerate. And I'm just like, I try to be really careful and like, you know, brush my teeth, try not to make a lot of noise and wake everybody up because that's not miracle morning for them. So that's something to think about, is just making sure you're not kind of disrupting their sleep because they're not, you know, trying to do what you're doing. All right, let's get into what I feel like have been the benefits of doing this routine. Well, first of all, I got to read two books. Well, how many books did I read? I think I read like 3 or 4 books after not reading it for, you know, leisure, you know, for years. And I got to also just get more in a practice of journaling, which I feel like just helps me be more grounded, you know. And then I lost weight, and that even I, you know, that was not the goal. The goal was just for me not to be like a Krabby Patty around my house and to not feel overwhelmed. But yeah, so I lost weight. I you know, I feel better. I sleep better. I feel like I'm just a better person overall because I am just investing some time every morning to, you know, kind of give back to myself. Okay, here are my other tips just to kind of get your workflow going, just to get a routine going and just making it easier for yourself. So these are things that I do every day. So I select my gym clothes and I set them where I need them the night before. So I wash my clothes and put them away in sets. So I, you know, it's easy to just grab and go. So before I'm like kind of getting ready for bed or just when it's evening, I already take out my set of gym clothes with my socks and my little hoodie and, you know, already have it ready to go. So I could just put it in the kitchen so that I'm good to go in the morning. The other thing is I get my water bottle full of water and whatever I'm going to have in the morning, I have it right in the fridge in the like front so I can just grab it and not make a lot of noise or drop it or something like that. I use like a, what do I drink? Like an Atkins protein shake, which wasn't even intentional. Like my husband, had these protein shakes. And so I was like, I just took one time cause I ran out of the ones from Trader Joe's. But I feel like the ones from Trader Joe's are pretty good too. So I just do that because I also don't want to be using time eating, you know, I want to kind of like eat something that just gives me some energy. And so I can get on with my, routine. I set my journal and my books out to wherever I plan to be sitting. So right now it's in the kitchen. There was a time where I think my husband's back was bugging him. So he was on the couch or something. So I was doing it in the bedroom, but for the most part, it's the kitchen. And I just have my books and my little markers and my journal there. And then the other thing is get to bed early enough so that you feel rested. So whatever that is for you, I mean, I can be up till about 10 and wake up at 5 and still feel rested. I feel like, I mean, I don't know, I don't have like research to back up this claim, but for me, once I'm like exercising regularly, I feel like I need less sleep anyway, because I have more energy, but like around 10 o'clock is good. If I can do 9:30, that's better. But if I'm going past 10 o'clock, I'm really pushing it and I'm going to feel a little bit more tired in the morning. I'm a little less energetic in the morning because I didn't get enough sleep. And then also another thing I think that can help is find books that you will look forward to reading. So right now I'm reading, I just finished Awareness by Anthony DeMello. And I like that. I like it that I'm, I mean, I like it so much that I'm like kind of rereading the things that I underlined. So I'm doing that and I'm finishing or not finishing. I'm kind of like halfway through Ilya Calderon's My Turn to Speak. And so I'm reading that. Prior to that, I read Professional Troublemaker and Atomic Habits and obviously Miracle Morning. And then I started to read Untamed, but then I had to like jump off that one. And I think you can like go on Instagram, find out what I just had opinions about that one. It just wasn't speaking to me. So anyway, so those are the books that I've been reading. But yeah, I just feel like when you have something you're really into reading, it makes the time enjoyable. And I kind of look forward to having that time, you know, of silence. And I feel like it's also like, when I get up early, I feel like I'm kind of getting a deal. Like I got a steal, you know, like I'm getting a deal on time, you know, like, you know, when you get like a good bargain on something and you're like, yes, that's how I feel like. All right. The other thing I would say, invest in gym clothes you will love to wear. We don't need to be looking like sloppy Sallys when we go to the gym. I started with just like some stuff I got from Target, but then I kind of really honed in on and streamlined sets that I got from Target. I have some stuff from Fabletics as well. I'm a Fabletics partner. That just makes it easier. I have these, you know, tops and bottoms I just throw on, and I'm not like wearing some faded thing that you just feel gross in. So you want to look cute. So invest in some gym clothes that you'll feel comfortable in, that are functional for you, and that you will enjoy wearing. And then I think create a playlist that gets you in a good mood. I think that helps too. So when you're at the gym and if you kind of don't, you know, you're feeling like, oh, I want to be here, get some music that you like. I feel like that makes the time go by faster as well if you're having kind of an off day. And then last tip, and I think this is a huge one, just be flexible with routine, I should say. So for me, like, it was hard. There was days that I could not go to the gym because this is supposed to be a daily practice and you don't want to skip more than a couple of days, but I was coughing a lot. And so with like a whole pandemic and stuff, I just wasn't a good idea to show up coughing and be one of those people. So it was like, I had no temperature or other symptoms, but I just didn't want people to feel uncomfortable because I'm like, I need to be at the gym. So those days I just instead at home did my exercise. And I was fine. And I just kept the rest of the routine, but the exercise had to be at home. And then I think too, like in the beginning, I'm like, I gotta push myself, you know? And it's like, you can't do that all the time. There's an ebb and flow. There's days that you're gonna feel really on and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna push myself more. And then other days it's just like, I'm gonna relax and enjoy that I'm having some time to myself. And I feel like sometimes too, for me, it lines up like with my cycle, you know? So I'm just patient and I go with the flow. No pun intended, so that I'm not like punishing myself, right? I'm not going to the gym going, you need to be this or that or whatever. It's just, I'm taking the time to, you know, give to myself and then really use the time as a way to relax, reflect, and exercise is part of it, but I'm not trying to come out with like a Janet Jackson, circa 90s, six pack, you know, it's not that serious. So that's what I would say, just being flexible. And if you, you know, need to start a little later, it's fine. If your morning routine is cut short, it's fine. You know, it's just, I think developing the practice is the focus and enjoying it. And again, like stealing some time for yourself is important. All right, there you have it. We have made it through episode 100. And I'm hoping that by listening to this episode, you'll start some sort of morning practice that'll just kind of give you back some time to yourself so you feel good. And then you can let me know, you can DM me on Instagram at the Don't Make Sin Podcast or at Live by Viv, or you can comment on the show notes in the blog, all kinds of different places to find me. And yeah, and just enjoy it. Make the time for yourself because you deserve it.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. www.thebrainfeedersnetwork.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.